And we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments are killing their own.
Our so-called improved border enforcement, and that's what you want to call it. Now they're getting a little bit more violent with the Border Patrol officers. They're beginning to throw things. Pretty soon they'll begin shooting. But in Oakland, California, this is the funniest article I've read, have halted its use of DUI checkpoints after the city's Hispanic leaders complained that the roadblocks are ensnaring too many illegal immigrants. DUI checkpoints allow police officers to demand driver's licenses and proof of insurance. City leaders agree the roadblocks are an effective way to get drunk drivers off the streets, but the Hispanic community leaders and City Council President Ignacio de la Fuente complained that the checkpoints were making life miserable for illegal immigrants who aren't licensed to drive but otherwise obey the law. Then how do they get the word illegal immigrants in front of immigrants if they obey the law? But the police chief has ordered a month-long moratorium on the checkpoint. This is Melody Cedarstrom, Financial Survival 2000, sponsored by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you call and take advantage of the inventory closeout at the end of the corporate year as we will be heading into number 11. Beginning October 1st, 1-800-375-4188. I guess it's time for me to go. It looks like I only have seconds. So I'll be back tomorrow, God willing, and God bless you all.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not sure if we're on the air or not. I was told to call in and do this program for Chris. My name is Timothy. And don't know if we're on the air, and I have no way of telling. I was asked to fill in for Chris on his American Exposé broadcast this evening. Apparently, he has things to do in the garage. And I don't blame him a bit. I wish I was out there helping him. However, I volunteered to do this. I had some things I would like to get across to y'all this evening. A very interesting day here in Red Rock, Texas. First, I believe I would like to get you started off by getting you fired up a little bit. And there's one real good way I know how to do that, and that would be by bringing Mr. Johnny in on the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, has been a very interesting day. But before I get into the interestingness of today, I would like to start off by reading something that a good friend of mine wrote. A good friend of mine by the name of Mr. Derry Brownfield. I'm sure many of you are very familiar with Derry. I consider Derry a good friend of mine. In reality, Derry reminds me very much of the granddaddy that raised me. And he stands for many of the things that my granddaddy stood for. And I highly respect Derry, as I do Chris. And I really do appreciate Chris giving me this time. I know he's got things to do, and at this point I don't have much to do, and so I'll just fill in for him, and hopefully y'all will learn a little and be entertained a little at the same time. I want to read one of my favorite portions of Derry's Common Sense Chronicle, which is Derry's newsletter. Tremendous newsletter, very inexpensive, ladies and gentlemen. $25 a year gets you a monthly subscription to the Common Sense Chronicle by Derry Brownfield. You can simply write to the Common Sense Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Common Sense Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. And drop Derry a check for $25 and you'll get you one of these newsletters every month. And in these newsletters, it's one of my favorite things of Derry, called Ignorance Gone to Seed. And the thing is how this is a little bit old, June of 2004 issue. We can read it and probably not bother Derry a whole lot. And it starts as this. Our world is shown undergoing a revolution of 180 degrees. The opposite view of what we're used to. Our direction must shift radically for us to preserve life and restore ecosystems. This is according to VHEMT. That would be VHEMT.org. VMIT stands for the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement, a movement advanced by people who care about life on planet Earth. Voluntary human extinction is the humanitarian alternative to human disasters. The website explains how VMIT members don't care about how the human race has shown itself to be a greedy, amoral parasite on the once healthy face of this planet. This type of negativity offers no solution to the inexorable horrors which human activity is causing. Goodness. The movement presents an encouraging alternative to the colossal exploitation and wholesale destruction of the Earth's ecology. VMIT volunteers know the hopeful alternative to the extinction of millions of species, Homo sapiens, that's us. Each time another of us decides to not add another of us to the billions already squatting on this ravaged planet, another ray of hope shines through the gloom. When every human chooses to stop breeding, Earth's biosphere will be allowed to return to its former glory, and all remaining creatures will be free to live and die, evolve, and will perhaps pass away as so many of Mother Nature's experiments have done throughout the eons. Good health will restore to the Earth's ecology, to life form known by many as Gaia. The VMIT motto is, may we live long and die out. But if someone doesn't want to live long, that's their business. The only requirement for being a VMIT volunteer is the decision to never add another human being to the population. VMIT supporters are not necessarily in favor of human extinction, but agree that no more of us should be created at this time. Anyone can join VMIT. It is a state of mind. All you have to do to join is make the choice to refrain from further reproduction. And ladies and gentlemen, according to Mr. Derry Brownfield, that is what is called ignorance gone to seed. And Derry also puts on the front of this chronicle something that we hear quite often amongst our group of listeners. quote, "Beware the leader who bangs the drums of war in order to whip the citizenry into a patriotic fervor. For patriotism is indeed a two-edged sword. It both emboldens the blood, just as it narrows the mind. And when the drums of war have reached a fervor pitch, and the blood boils with hate, and the mind is closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizenry. Rather, the citizenry, infused with fear and blinded by patriotism, will offer up all their rights unto the leader, and gladly so. As in we, the majority of the people, have completely given up our rights, while the people in power have pounded the drums of patriotism against the unconstitutional war that we are involved in, ladies and gentlemen." And all of you listeners know that quote was by Julius Caesar. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in to tonight's American Exposé and allowing me into your living rooms or your dens or wherever you good folks are tonight listening to me. It has been a while since I've been on the air. I got to go on with Chris a few days ago and make a little disc that we can distribute and hopefully get out to our county officials. That was the purpose of that broadcast. The purpose of this broadcast is for me to tell you about my day today. A few days ago, I sent out some information. Derry Brownfield told us about a pamphlet that he had the other day called Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. And in this document, it describes in a very easy to understand what exactly sustainable development, smart growth, it explains where those two terms come from. And the terms come from Agenda 21, which is a United Nations document, part of the Biodiversity Treaty that our government signed on to in 1992. I sent one of these to the local biggest FM country radio stations in Austin. And they have a little four-hour talk show, a couple of I guess you would call them ex-disc jockeys, so-called conservative talk show / DJ hosts. And they've been screaming about smart growth for years, but they never, ever connect it to Agenda 21 and the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty that we are signed on to and we're implementing in this country. And I was simply trying to let them understand where this was coming from. And one of the guys called me on the phone about it, about 20 minutes, and kind of made fun of me a little bit. And so I had to send, of course, you guys know me, and I had to send an email that was rather harsh, which you guys know that I can be rather harsh because I'm generally mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore, is my attitude. And I sent a rather harsh email and I was then talked to twice on the telephone, but I was told that it was said on the air that I was too chicken to call in. Let me just play this little sound bite that I recorded these guys ridiculing me over the air on their program today.
But as I said, he is another dissatisfied customer of the Santa Barbara.
Well, it's that emailing thing, you know.
Apparently he brought you, and he thinks he brought it to both of us, because I ain't seen it.
What's that?
Apparently he brought you a whole bunch of information on something or the other. So, here's his comment. I have done without necessities to print info like I brought you guys in order to protect your property rights. I call in and have black helicopter jokes thrown at me. That was Jay. He was out of line.
It was off the air.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. I never did that on the air.
I spoke with Sammy on the phone and explained my situation to him and how I work for Congressman Ron Paul's office and the Paragon Foundation.
Mm.
And still no response on the topic I bring up about how to protect the rights that make this country great. I stop by your station on the dial and I hear how Sammy gets his ears cleaned. It is more important for you to tell how Sammy got his ears cleaned.
I didn't finish that story yet.
That how people are being recruited to come out and look at your property for endangered species. I said you're like that because it's all capitalized.
Hmm.
I truly hope the two of you are the very next property owners that lose you property, you meant your property, to the next endangered species on your land. Have a nice day. I won't waste... W-A-I-S-T. I won't waste my time anymore on your style of radio entertainment.
Well, good. You shouldn't have anyway.
Timothy is another dissatisfied customer.
Mm-hmm. Here's a man. He lives out there. His kids live with him. His grandkids are right there close to him. He should be one of the happiest men in the world. I talked to him like an hour on the phone the other day, you know.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, this guy spoke with me less than 20 minutes on the phone, but he has just told Austin that he spoke with me for an hour. Let's continue.
Did you?
Yeah. He said, this is an international problem, you know. This is an international problem about smart growth. I said, man, we've been talking against smart growth since, what, 1983 or something. And, he said, it's an international problem. Then he said, well, I'm glad I don't live in Austin.
Hmm.
And so if it's an international problem, why would it matter what city you lived in, you know? Oh, yeah.
The city works for the Paragon Foundation.
Oh, yeah, I got this stuff. We've talked about it over and over, but he wants to come up here. Look here. I would be willing to be a guest on your show to discuss this matter if you would have me. I would even bring my acoustic guitar and pick a little.
You're kidding me.
I love to pick a little with you. The man wants to come up here, be on the show, and play his guitar.
Yeah, that's great. He's going to do property rights and the Wreck of the Almighty
Father. And a guitar solo, yeah.
Yeah.
And I say, well, we handle the show. So call in and talk like a man. Don't be a coward and get on that email and say a bunch of stuff. Call in. Yeah.
See there now, ladies and gentlemen? I called in twice, but they wouldn't put me on the radio. We continue.
But you did before. Let's talk man to man, not of that sissy emailing stuff.
Anybody can be tough
on the email.
I don't think you got the real gist of this thing.
No.
He went. Now, this is unbelievable. What are you holding in your hand there? How many pages?
No, I don't know. I didn't count them all.
He went without necessities in order to print that information to bring to you guys, which is us, in order to protect our property rights.
No, they don't.
He went without necessities to send you 8 pages of stuff.
I'll be darned.
Well, let's give it back so he'll have to.
You see, and that's where we run out of tape, and they failed to tell everybody that I have done without medicine that keeps me from throwing up because of the medication I'm on for the hepatitis C. I have printed up hundreds of these things and have distributed them to Farm Bureau meetings and various other places. And so this is the kind of thing that happens when you call in people, but you simply cannot let it discourage you. What you simply do is, when you call things like this, and you listen to things like this and be ridiculed like this, you simply send them an email back, and I'll read you this email. I am so disgusted at you two that I may never listen to you again. I have been so crippled up for 12 years that I am forced to live on the socialist disability system I was forced to pay into all my life. I do without medicine to print information like I brought you, like I brought Sammy yesterday, in hopes that it would inform you guys of the truth about smart growth and sustainable development and the fact that it's actually a United Nations agenda. It is un-American. I do this because it is my duty as a Christian to love and protect my neighbors. That includes you two. And when I call in and try to tell your listeners the truth about our property rights being stolen, I have black helicopter jokes thrown at me. I am no kook. I have government got documents to prove what I say. I work with U.S. Congressman Ron Paul's office and the Paragon Foundation. Phone calls like that make me wonder why I even care about people like you. May Father God have mercy on you. I will pray for you. I will pray that God opens your eyes to the evil that is being perpetrated on us at every minute the way he did mine. Then maybe he will see fit to have you guys be more of a service to your fellow man rather than just entertainment. God bless you and yours, Timothy Barrett. Well, after that, after them ridiculing me so very much, I sent a few more emails to them, and I'm looking for one here. Let's see. We'll get there. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. He griped about the way I had addressed them. Well, their format, I said, the reason I addressed both of you in my emails is because both your names were at the heading of the address at the top of this format. I apologize for being upset with you two. I forgot that your show is entertainment, not public service. Y'all have never said smart growth or sustainable development comes from the United Nations. My purpose is to let the voters know that so they can contact their representatives and gripe at them about that. This is un-American. I do this as a service to my neighbors because I am bound as a Christian to help and love my neighbors. I am not out after fame. My broken neck took care of that in Nashville several years ago. The only place I pick and sing anymore is in my area churches. I have played in most of them around here and am welcome back to every one of them. I will not play in bars anymore because I can't stand the smell of the rotten beer on the floors of those places, not to mention watching the poor people ruining their lives like I used to do while their properties are being stolen from right under their noses using United Nations agendas. It is a sad day in this country when a man is literally fighting for his life, battling a fatal liver disease and giving up medicine that keeps me from being so sick I can't eat in order to make printouts to give out to y'all people at Farm Bureau meetings, all area churches, VFWs, and so on and so on, showing is being made fun of on your radio program. Bob, if you had already been a member of the Paragon Foundation, the organization I represent, you would have had help with your property dispute. You should consider joining up with them. I gave Sammy a pamphlet about that. The organization is good enough for U.S. Congressman Ron Paul, so they should be good enough for you. I apologize for wasting you guys' time. At least you two and your listeners got a good laugh out of me and my information. I'm sure the dreams will enjoy it too. Doing it now, I do all of this for free. No, I pay to help you folks. I'll take the 50 cents for the wine of the day. Please forward it to the Paragon Town.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives it to us. The constitutional amendment was written to keep the government from taking our freedom away. The Creator gave us our rights, but He also gives us the capacity to do evil or usurp the rights of others. Our individual rights end where the rights of another begin. No one has the right to do evil because evil can never be right. Those who would seek to limit your right to speak or hear the truth are the same who seek to subjugate, control, and enslave you. Freedom is not free. Support the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and following the instructions there to support us, or call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Pam Stegner. Do you want to garden organically, obtain insect control naturally, or care for your pet without harsh chemicals? Biozyme products by Heartland Enterprises are a special blend of living microorganisms and organic substances, providing safe and cost-effective all-natural solutions for the agricultural industry, your home, garden, and lawn care. Organic solutions for lagoons and ponds, even for animals, Biozyme is effective prevention of West Nile disease for both humans and animals. Protect your family from damaging chemicals and disease. Order Biozyme today. Call Heartland Enterprises at 785-628-6435. That's 785-628-6435 or on the web at www.biozymeag.com. That's www.biozymeag.com.
This program on firstamendmentradio.com is much more than entertainment. It is more like an information-packed audio magazine delivered direct to you. Like any magazine, if you don't want to keep getting it, simply unsubscribe by not listening. But you are listening, so now go to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there to make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program. Not only should you subscribe for yourself, but you should give extra to help us spread the message of firstamendmentradio.com. Don't do Internet? You can also write us. First Amendment Radio, 139 East Tulare Avenue, that's T-U-L-A-R-E Avenue, in Tulare, California, 93274. 139 East Tulare Avenue, that's T-U-L-A-R-E Avenue, in Tulare, California, T-U-L-A-R-E, California, 93274. Thank you.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Bo Cephas. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Timothy, and I'm sitting in for Chris tonight. AmericanExpose.com. And we were talking about this little adventure that I had today with a local FM country slash talk conservative show here in Austin, Texas. In fact, is one of the biggest radio stations. They have won many awards, and they're supposed to be Christian conservative property rights loving people. But you have heard now how I was treated. And that is a travesty. It really is. The information that I had given them also came from Mr. Derry Brownfield. And it is a little six-page pamphlet called Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21, A Guide for Public Officials. Now, this comes from the 5th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Reno, Nevada. The scope of this document: This guide has been prepared by Freedom 21 Santa Cruz to teach Americans about sustainable development and to assist them in teaching their public officials about its nature and consequences. We expect this document will find its way into the hands of every public official in America. Once this happens, there will be no excuse. Pleas of ignorance will not suffice when citizens stand up and demand to know why their unalienable rights are being trampled by the very people who swore an oath to protect them. Whether this document is submitted into the public record for inclusion under a specific action item on a government agenda or personally delivered to a public official, we would like to know who is receiving it. Eventually, we expect to have a national registry posted on the Internet where people can see whether their local officials have seen this document or not. In the meantime, please contact Freedom 21 Santa Cruz to tell us who you've submitted it to. And I will email them tomorrow and let them know the kind of response I got over this so-called conservative Christian radio station / talk show DJs in Austin, Texas. I will definitely let them know the reaction I got from those people. And I also am considering contacting their sponsors and letting them know how I was treated when I tried to promote the Paragon Foundation, which is the only true property rights fighting organization in this country. During the Freedom 21 conference in Reno, we will be discussing this guide. Over the next few days, please read through the guide, blah, 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 blah. That's not important. Let's just read the introduction right quick. Many public officials admit to not fully understanding sustainable development or its implications upon their communities, unaware of the part that they may be playing in implementing it. Some deny any familiarity with sustainable development at all and steadfastly deny their participation in its implementation, while others may admit involvement, albeit quietly. In order to ensure that public officials elsewhere have a better understanding of such a critical issue, it is vital that a brief overview of sustainable development's origin, structure, and implementation be made available to you. If you receive this document while serving in public office, you are being presented with a unique opportunity to learn more about sustainable development. Please consider these things in light of your oath to the Constitution. Make a difference in your community by opposing present and future actions that threaten the rights and well-being of your fellow citizens. This document will not cover every aspect of Sustainable Development Agenda 21, but will offer a broad sketch of sustainable development, enough for you to be able to understand the goals and specific programs as they surface in local, regional, state, and federal government practices. More information on the nature and application of sustainable development is available from many sources, including Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. That is just the gist of this, that I printed up hundreds of these things and took one of them to these DJs. Ladies and gentlemen, my son-in-law came up to visit me tonight because he heard what these people did to me on the radio show today. Not to mention when I went to town to pick up my mail and walked into the general store today, the owner of the general store and the man that is there that loads everybody's feed, that knows everybody in the county, immediately started apologizing to me about how I was treated by Sam and Bob on their radio show today, that how proud they were to have me living in their neighborhood, protecting their property rights for them and keeping a watch on all of this stuff. Even my own general store were listening to it and heard me maligned and ridiculed on the radio. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, I accomplished a mission. Whether they made me look like a kook or not, they said sustainable development, smart growth, and the United Nations in the same sentence at least once. They said my entire name on the air two or three times. They said that I was a property rights advocate, and I was out here paying what little extra pennies I have to try and save my neighbor's property rights. So, all in all, I guess I could say mission accomplished. Not in the way that I would like to have had it accomplished, but it was done. And it was done because I'm feeling a little bit better. Praise God. Thank all of you for your prayers. And I'm able to do just a little bit more research. And that's what I'm about. I'm a Christian man. And Jesus told me to love my neighbors as myself and to protect my neighbors. And that's all I'm trying to do, ladies and gentlemen. I am trying to protect all of our property rights from the people that are truly trying to take them away from us. As it stands right now, if this 20 acres, if this 20 acres that my daughter and I have was all mine, when I died, she would get 10 of it. And then when she and my son-in-law died, my grandbabies would end up with 5. They would end up with 1/4 of what I would leave them. And that is a real problem to me, ladies and gentlemen, and I know it's a problem to all of you listening to this broadcast. And it just, it breaks my heart to think, it really does, that I'm trying to do this and to be so helpful in my community. And I call in a supposed conservative radio talk show, guys that I used to listen to when I was coming home from duck hunting. I don't listen to them anymore because I know what they do, but I thought maybe they would care about their friends and their property rights, and one of them has even been in a property rights battle and spent $30,000 on lawyer fees. Had he joined the Paragon Foundation long ago, he would have had help with those property rights problems. But he chose to make jokes and malign me. And I figured out why. God bless, my son-in-law came up here tonight. We had a little talk. And ladies and gentlemen, after him and his buddies at work listening to what happened to me on the radio today, he came up here tonight to tell me that the problem is, it is very simple. And it is so simple, it's right in front of my face, and I've never noticed it. But the problem is the words United Nations. When we say the words United Nations, these Texans down here roll their eyes and laugh because they don't think the United Nations has anything to do with anything in this state. The words we should be using to these people, ladies and gentlemen, that don't understand what's going on is radical environmentalism. And I want you to write that down, guys. Radical environmentalism. They understand that. they don't understand the United Nations. It's just something that they see the president talking to on the television. They don't think the United Nations has anything to do with this country. They don't understand that we have signed on to the Biodiversity Treaty in 1992, and we are implementing it in every aspect of every government in this country. They don't understand that, but if you put it to them like in radical environmentalism, then they know what that means, and they will stand up against it. Because they know that is not the American way. So try that term from now on, ladies and gentlemen, for a while and see what happens. You never know. And let's take another little musical interlude. This is what it all is really about. The first song I played for you guys was to get you woke up and get you going. This song is what truly is in my heart.
Thank you.
that's what is truly in my heart, ladies and gentlemen. And I really don't mean to talk down about these two guys, Sammy and Bob. I truly believe they are Christian men, and I truly believe they care about property rights. And I don't mean to cut them down. That's not the purpose of this. I wanted my listeners on this worldwide broadcast to hear the truth about what is going on in Austin, Texas. And yeah, like they said, they've been screaming about smart growth for years. And yes, they have. But they have not connected the proper dots to where it actually comes from. It's coming from this radical environmentalism. It is run by Mikhail Gorbachev, who lives at the Presidio military base on the West Coast. That is where he's running this radical environmentalism from. And their blueprint is coming from the United Nations Agenda 21. And that is simply all I was trying to get across to these listeners, because there's hundreds of thousands of them in this area, and many, many of them own property. And I just want you to know that, Sam and Bob. You'll be getting a disc of this radio program, and hopefully you will understand that I'm not some black copter chasing wacko. I'm talking about the principles of smart growth. Number one, mixed land uses. And number two, the worst one that I can see, is take advantage of compact building design. That means the very materials and the colors of the buildings that you want to build and the size of the buildings on your property will be regulated. Create a range of housing opportunities and choices. Create walkable neighborhoods. They don't want us in our cars and pickup trucks, ladies and gentlemen. Foster distinctive, attractive communities with a strong sense of place. That sounds nice. Preserve open space, farmland, natural beauty, and critical environmental areas. In other words, that's why I was trying to tell these guys, there are groups in my area right here that is trying to recruit people to go out trespassing on people's properties to look for endangered species so they can condemn the people's property. This is going on, and that's all I'm trying to tell these guys. It's absolutely draconian. Strengthen and direct development towards existing communities. Provide a variety of transportation choices. There comes your smart rail. Do away with your cars. Make development decisions predictable, fair, and cost-effective. And 10, encourage community and stakeholder collaboration in development decisions. There's that term, stakeholder, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta watch that term. Just like you gotta watch habitat. And you gotta watch things like conservation easements. Don't ever sign a conservation easement, ladies and gentlemen. If you do, it's not your property anymore. I'm pert near at a loss for words. It's been nice talking to you folks. It's been months since I've been off the air. I miss it. I miss talking to you guys. I miss you guys calling in. I am feeling better, praise God. I worked real hard for a couple of years on this, you know, combating this disease, and it just didn't work, and I had to go the pharmaceutical route, and And as of now, it appears to be helping. And I want to thank all of you for all of your prayers. And I want to thank Father God. Father God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread, and forgive me my debts as I forgive my debtors. Lead me not to temptation, but deliver me from evil. Thine is your kingdom, your power, and your glory forever and ever. And thank you so much, Father God, for all these good friends of mine that have been praying for me. And thank you for working through the doctors to make me better. I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're a good bunch of folks. Y'all can shoot me an email. Let me know you heard the program. I'd appreciate it. I know it's getting out there because Chris has got a big, big audience. And our audience kind of filtered over into each other. We've got this pretty much same group of listeners. And it really is something to me to be able to be well enough to come back to the microphone. And y'all need to know that I'm going to be in a studio in a few days. And the Patriot song that I wrote for you guys, I wrote it on New Year's Eve, and I played it on my show many times. That song is fixing to be done in the studio. And I'm sure Michael Martin Murphy, who's out doing a tour right now, singing about Agenda 21 all over the United States, I'm sure he's going to want to hear it. And I'd also like to report that Mr. Jay Wally from the Paragon Foundation is really doing a whole lot better from his stroke. Our prayers have been answered. Jay Wally is the man that named me Timothy Revere. And I carry that name proudly, coming from my good friend Jay Wally. And hopefully I'll be hearing from G.B. Oliver pretty quick. See if we can't round up a bunch of more Paragon Foundation members down here in this great state of Texas. As far as I'm concerned, of course I'm kind of partial, this is the greatest state in the greatest country in the world. And I am glad to have come from you, from American Exposé tonight. I love all you listeners. God bless each and every single one of you. And I hope to see you again very soon. God bless all. Good night.
Same way. They sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion. Same time they sell us our war. I want to know who the men in the shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are. But they're never the ones to fight or to die. We're never lying in the balance.
If you can hear my voice, you are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. If you would like to continue hearing these programs, there are several ways.